Whether you need to trim, blow, cut or mow, there's a Toro for everyone. This is the Saturday Morning Mowers Club on SEN with James Magnusson and Justin Horro.
It's James Magnusson and Michelle Bishop this morning, live from McDonald's in Tuggeranong. They have reopened. Come and celebrate their new look. And as always, we're brought to you by Toro Mowers, powered by 100 years of innovation. Michelle, we're into the last hour. That's absolutely flown by.
Absolutely. It's like how I did the launch yesterday on the ride on.
Flying. She had the turbo on.
Now pushing the mower, I sat on it and just went for gold.
All right. Well, this last hour is going to go especially quick because we've got two big guests. First up, a man that's done the opposite to what Mark Nwanganitawase has just done. He went from rugby league across the rugby union. He's a star for the Brumbies, and he joins us now live on the Mowers Club. Tom Wright, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom, let's go straight off the bat. So Mark Nwanganitawase has signed with the Sydney Roosters. You went the other way, but do you think that he can be successful in the 13-a-side game?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's very athletic. Player, I think everyone saw that this year, and in the last probably 24 months he's excelled, so I think no doubt he'll take off when he hits the ground there at the Chooks.
Is there a real concern, a genuine concern from your side of things, you know, you're in and amongst it and talking to your teammates about this, you know, can I call it paper talk of players making the switch and doing the opposite to what you did, and obviously heading over to the NRL? Is it really a major concern?
Nah, not really. I think probably just a slow news day when people are having to maybe pick up a bit of news and try and make something of something that's probably a lot smaller than what it is. I think rival codes will always try to get the best talent from either or, and that's what makes our game exciting. Is guys that want to stay around and play or go chance their hand. It's happened for many years before, and I can't imagine it'll stop anytime soon.
So you guys have just begun pre-season. Good year for the Brumbies last year, but certainly room for improvement. How's the pre-season been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. We a few warm days, starting to heat up a little bit more regularly now, which is nice. Been changing up the scenery a little bit. We're running some hills at Parliament House and stuff yesterday, so it's been enjoyable, if that's a word that can be tossed in the same sentence as pre-season, but... looking to improve on last year, definitely.
Just stay away from politics and you'll be sweet. Listen, yeah, just in no, terms
that was,
of...
the big talking point.
just in terms of, reflecting on what you guys achieved this season, obviously knocked out in the semis against the Chiefs, but where to next year for you guys? Where are you sort of looking at... improving across the board, of course, but, you know, anything in particular you'd like to improve on from this year?
The big one is that our sight doesn't change in terms of where we want to go to. We want to go to the big dance and we want to win. So winning's the thing that we focus on the most. The steps to get there, like you touched on, what are we improving? Well, to be fair, pretty much everything. We've had a little bit of a change in the roster. A couple of senior guys have moved on, opened the door for a couple younger fellas. So there's a big opportunity there. But just our general footy, I suppose. You got to learn from the better side. So what are they doing a little bit better than what we did last year? So some of our footy sense and being able to pick apart a game and take our opportunities, I suppose.
Tom, I listened to a podcast the other day with Eddie Jones. He did the buy round with James Graham. And one of his criticisms of Australian rugby and the Super Rugby as a whole was the preparation and the training in comparison with that of the rugby league. He seemed to think that maybe it wasn't as professional, that the pre-seasons weren't as hard, the players weren't as well prepared. Have you noticed that coming from rugby league across to rugby union, or do you think that's not quite on the mark?
I won't speak specifically on his quote because I haven't heard it. I've always been challenging pre-season, whether I was in rugby league or rugby union. So, not too sure exactly where he's heading with that. He's a rugby union coach, so I'm not sure if he's having a crack at himself. like I'm a bit confused by it all, to be fair, but yeah, like the games obviously entail two totally different aspects of board play. As one example, like they're required to do two totally different things. So yeah, I'm not too sure.
Just got one, I guess, for the Canberrans, for the locals. Heart and soul of the club, Quinzo, Gary Quinlivan. Obviously, he had the most perfect send-off. It would have been very different to come to a season without Gary in and about. Very, very, you know, special man. That would have been hard for some of you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. He was one of the first people I met when I arrived down in Canberra, and he was a man that I saw every single day for the past 5 years, so... it was extremely tough to, one, hear the news, but then actually have to process it along with all our teammates and all of Canberra. So he is absolutely the heart and soul of the Brumbies and will be for a very, very long time. Yeah, extremely tough topic. I think even all the fans that don't know him personally appreciate his history with the club and everything he does for it. And you probably wouldn't have found a man that was as genuine as what Q was. So I think that's why he had such a profound impact on a lot of people.
Tom, for you personally this season, so you've already played 25 caps for the Wallabies, but you weren't in the World Cup side this year. Is the goal to get back in that squad, get back in that team, and represent your country again?
Yeah, of course. I think you're selling yourself short if you aren't aspiring to be the best. And our first opportunity will be in Super Rugby to prove that. So. Yeah, I suppose another big season for not just me, because we play a team sport, so for all of us that get to put the Brumbies jersey on this year.
We saw Michael Hooper, he's made the switch across the sevens and is aiming to represent Australia at the Olympic Games next year in Paris, which is, I mean, one of the great opportunities that rugby presents is those different types of competitions and particularly Olympic Games. Is that something that you'd ever consider in the future, representing your country at an Olympics?
Oh yeah, you'd be silly not to jump at that. I reckon if you get the chance, I reckon Hoops has got what it takes to do that. He's one of the greatest I've shared the field with, so can't imagine he's going to be underprepared. And I reckon he might be showing a few of the sevens boys a thing or two, just quietly as well, which would be good for the whole squad to get over there to the Olympics.
Just in terms of the way rugby union at the moment is, as you know, being splashed about the media, you know, the perception that, you know, the game's certainly not on the rise. How frustrating is that for you? You know, you guys are going out there day in, day out, slogging your guts out, believing the product. There's thousands of kids that want to go out there and aspire to be like you guys. How frustrating is that for you?
Yeah, I suppose it's frustrating, but like it's easy to kick a dog while it's down, I suppose. So for us, you touched on day in, day out. Yeah, you're absolutely right, but we've got to go out and get results on the weekend and perform for the game to not be in such a vulnerable position, I suppose. So like in terms of are we worried? Not really, because we just got to focus on training hard, winning games on the weekend, and then we've just got to have trust in the guys around us in terms of who runs the game or whatever to do their part. And I'm sure they'll do a good job in getting the game back into the limelight it deserves.
Perfect. How much of pre-season's left for this part of the year, Tommy? Knocking off soon for Christmas break. Week or two left because it's bloody hot to be out there training today.
Got it circled in the diary.
Yeah, I'm just off the top of my head. No, yeah, it's definitely next Friday. So we've got and then guys will get to break for Chrissy, get to see some family and that, regroup, and then come back in the new year fresh and ready to rip in again.
Just before we let you go, you talked about players moving on and some, you know, youngsters coming through. You got one or two names that we can have a look out for this year or next year?
Oh, one or two names. I'll give you two names. One of them's already played for the Wallabies, but I still consider him a kid. Billy Pollard will have a big year for the Brumbies, and he's never too far from the other fella I'll mention, Charlie Cale. They're joined at the hip most of the time, but watch those two to have a big year. You heard it here first.
Love it. All right, thanks all for joining us on the Mowers Club, Tom. Good luck for the rest of the preseason. Enjoy your Christmas, and we'll be looking forward to watching the Brumbies next year.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tom.
There he is, Wallaby Brumby. Tom Wright, as we said, made the switch from the Manly Seagulls across to Rugby Union. Now we're seeing players, Michelle, go from that side
way
back to Rugby League. I know Tom's not worried, but I can't help but feel it would have to be a distraction for particularly the top players in Rugby Union at the moment, seeing the state of the game and seeing just the issues at an administration level.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I say. It's the young kids that are coming through the now that are 14, the 15, 16 that are going, well, hang on a minute, I don't want to be a part of this ship. I want to jump over here because this is where the action is. And that's the path that they'll follow. And that, you know, the Rugby Union could be missing out on a whole lot of talent purely from the state of the game at the moment. It's messy.
Well, your boys both play league, or two of your boys play league at a professional or semi-professional level. Was there a point during their development where they had to make a decision between rugby or league? Or
Actually, the Brumbies down here did approach one of my sons.
Yep.
And it was come home, have a conversation, and went, yeah, nah, don't want to. And purely on the back of, because the NRL's so big.
Yeah, yeah. And what about, I mean, I know in Sydney, rugby league is coming in and signing talent from private schools or rugby union schools from a young age. Is it similar down here in the school system, or is that more of a weekend sport thing down here?
No, similar down here.
Yeah.
But you'll even find in Sydney now that we're hearing that rugby union's infiltrating into public schools, into that public school system, which it's really a no-brainer. I think they should have done it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. That's extremely interesting from my part that they're doing that. They're clutching, grabbing, doing everything they possibly can. They need to.
All right, plenty more to come here on the Mowers Club. I will get a market update from Top Sports' Tristan Merlihan just after the break. And then we're going to finish off the show with a massive guest, Canberra local, good friend of yours, Michelle Hudson Young, is coming on and joining us live on the Mowers Club, where today we are from McDonald's Tuggeranong. They've reopened and celebrate their new look.
I wonder if he'd look into an OnlyFans page. We'll have to ask
yeah,
him.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him.
Don't know that I'd subscribe, but it'd feel weird.
Let's get to a break on the Mowers Club.